It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. This weekend, Macy Gray is playing in Honolulu with shows through Saturday evening at the Blue Note. Macy won a Grammy for her massive late 90s hit, I Try, and has gotten to work with all kinds of interesting folks through her career in music and acting, and we've got her on the line right now. Hey, Macy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited. I haven't been to Hawaii in ages.
When was the last time that you were in the islands?
Oh, wow. I knew you were going to ask me that. I don't even remember. Because I remember me and Cuba Gooding were there. So I think it was for a movie promo because we did Shadow Boxing together.
Ah.
I think they flew us out to promote the movie. And then I went out there for a wedding.
So you've never played here before. This will be your first time playing here.
I think so, yeah.
You know what's kind of cool? Just had Eddie LaVert of the OJs on a couple weeks ago. And like you, he's from Canton, Ohio. So it made me think, how were you exposed to music first?
My mom and dad. My dad was a huge James Brown fan, and he was in love with Tina Turner, and my mother liked Gladys Knight and Elvis and Dionne Warwick, so we always had people over, and there was always music playing. And then I started piano lessons when I was 7, and then I think MTV came out when I was 6th grade. I was obsessed with MTV, and that's kind of how I learned about a lot of other artists, because all my family listened to was black music, so I got exposed to like heavy metal and rock and roll, and so I learned a lot just from watching MTV.
What led to you moving to California and attending USC for what I read was script writing?
Yeah, so there's absolutely zero to do in Canton, Ohio. There's like, it's a factory town. You know, everybody's dad works at some factory, and then they have a roller skating rink, and everybody in Canton knows how to play cards. You should never play cards against somebody from Canton because they'll win. But other than that, there's not a lot going on. So I just couldn't wait to get out of there. And just from watching TV, like my favorite TV shows, they all were shot in California. Like I remember Three's Company, and they were always running on the beach.
Right.
So I only applied to schools in California. I had no idea what I was doing. I just wanted to get out of Canton.
Well, I get it, and I'll keep that advice in mind. Thank you for that. I'll never be sitting down for any card games with any Canton, Ohio cats. And I understand there's sort of an interesting story about your very first release.
Actually, the very first release I ever had was in a movie called Picture Perfect. It was starring Jennifer Aniston, and it was a demo of I Try.
Wow.
Because I had a publishing deal.
Okay.
That song is very old. And my publisher pitched it, and they put it in the movie. So I have Jennifer Aniston to thank for everything.
And that was way before it was a hit.
Yeah, way before.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the only thing I had going for a long time.
Years later, it becomes this mega hit. And the acting, going to school for the script writing, and I get it that Canton was like the kind of place you wanted to do just about anything to get out of there. And I see how watching MTV would also influence you towards doing visual stuff. From what I read, was your first major role Training Day?
Yeah.
Any highlights from that, working with those cats, Denzel, Ethan Hawke, Dr. Dre, Snoop?
I remember I went to the set the day before we shot, and Antoine, the director, he introduced me to Denzel, and Denzel invited me in his trailer, and he gave me some pointers and stuff, and I remember him being in character. He was like already in the character of the person that he played, and he had this look in his eye, and I just remember the look in his eye. And then the next day we shot, and I remember we were like down in Imperial Gardens. If you live in LA, that's like the neighborhood where it's not always the safest place in the world. So
Okay. They
were doing the shooting scenes, and all these people started coming out of the apartments, and Denzel freaked out. He was like, you can't be shooting in this neighborhood, even if it's fake. So Antoine walked over to all these young dudes, and they were like, had their hands in their pockets like they was about to do something. And he invited them all to be in the movie. So all those extras in that scene that you see, like, they were all from the neighborhood. So
wow.
That was really cool.
That's a great memory.
I've never seen nothing like that before. But yeah.
That's a very unique way of calming the situation and making the movie a little bit more real, too. You've had some interesting music collaborations, too, that I think are pretty worth noting. You did a duet with Zucchero. It featured Jeff Beck. Were you there when he recorded his part?
No, not Jeff. No. Mm-mm.
And that's the way it is with music. I totally get that. Was it the same sort of thing, Macy, when you did the collaboration with Natalie Cole?
No, Natalie was right next to me. She came to the studio. We hung out all day. She actually came the day before to check it out, and then she came back the next day to record it. She was super cool. She was there the whole time.
Was that a lot of fun to do that with her?
Yeah, she's just such a rock star. She's just really gracious, and she really wanted to do it right. Which, you know, she figured, like, someone like her, they wouldn't really care that much. Just because I've run into that before, and so, but she was the opposite. She was just really intense, and she wanted to get her parts right and learn all the lyrics. And, you know, like I said, she came the day before just to listen to it, and just to get it in her system, and I learned a lot from her that day.
Lessons from a major cat there. There's another big music luminary that factors into your life. You're a huge Stevie Wonder fan. For folks who don't know, you covered his entire Talking Book album for one of its milestone anniversaries. I've even seen video of you performing with him at B.B. King's in New York.
You know, he's the one that's been around since everybody was a kid. I'm trying to remember when we first met. He came to the studio one day just to meet me, which was really cool. But yeah, he's a huge influence.
You met him before doing the Talking Book?
Yeah. He's really popular. He gets around. But I came to his birthday party once. He wanted me to sing happy birthday. His wife surprised him and had me sing happy birthday. And then he owns a radio station that everybody goes to. He's like, you know, he's like the homie. Like, everybody knows. Everybody knows him. I don't even know how to describe it.
Where is this that he owns the station?
It's in Inglewood. He owns KGLH for a long time.
So you've jammed with him, I'm assuming, from what you're saying, more than just that time at B.B. King's.
Yeah, he came to my studio a couple times. Like, I guess he was out and didn't have nothing to do. He just stopped by. I know. He's cool like that. He's open.
That's got to be a surprise. You get a knock on the studio door. You're not going to believe this. Stevie Wonder is here.
Yeah, the thing is, nobody gets surprised. It's like, oh, yeah, let him in. Like, everybody knows him. I don't know how to explain it.
It makes me think, did you ever connect with Michael Jackson?
I met Michael at a party, but I was really flattered because he knew who I was. Like, he looked at me and goes, oh, my God, it's Macy Gray. I was so shocked that I couldn't even speak. I was like, oh my God, Michael Jackson knows who I am. I couldn't even get a word out. He probably thought I was rude because I didn't say anything. I couldn't, like, I literally couldn't speak. I couldn't get it together.
That's a cool memory, though. I dig that. And final one before we go, you did a collaboration last year, I guess, featured on a re-recording of Two Doors Down with Dolly Parton. Was that an encounter in-person kind of deal, or using technology to kind of do it separately?
No, I went to Nashville and hung out all day with Dolly. We had a ball. She liked the way I did the song, which I was really happy about. And then we hung out after, and it was real natural. She's really gracious, and her hair, everything was like, she had a fully made up, like, she was full on Dolly Parton. So it's pretty cool, you know, to see her in place.
What's your most jaw-dropping hero encounter?
I know this sounds crazy because I tell people this, and they're like, really? But you know the actor Gary Oldman?
Mm-hmm.
Batman? He's been in a ton of movies. Sid and Nancy, remember?
Yeah. Anyway. Gary Oldman. I know who he is. JFK, all kinds of movies.
Our kids went to the same school, and his son was at my daughter's birthday party at my house. And he came to pick up his son. And I was so starstruck, I didn't speak to him either. Because I couldn't believe Gary Oldman was in my house. For some reason, he blew me away. Like, because he kind of walked in, and he was just looking for his son. It was like surreal, you know. It was like, Gary Oldman is in my house looking for his son. Like, you just don't see those things coming. So anyway.
Well, you got a few stories like that. It's Macy Gray, our guest today, ahead of her Hawaii concert debut this weekend at the Blue Note. And thanks for calling in. I hope you had fun today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Games, changes, and fears. When will they go from here? When will they stop? I believe that fate has brought us here. And we should be together, babe. Dreaming of you. shadow on the wall.